your overall thoughts of where you guys sit at this point. I know you guys, have won some games, lost some games. Saints kind of in a similar boat. Just assess your team at this point in the season.
Obviously, I feel like things could be a lot better. I think not only myself but every guy on this team felt like it's more that they can do to help put us in a position where we can. Just be satisfied with that record. In this game, you just got to keep pushing and trying to keep getting better every week. And the best teams at the end of the year, that's usually the best teams who compete for the championship.
You look at the Saints defense, and the numbers are pretty tough, pretty rough as far as statistically speaking. They're giving up a ton of points, giving up yardage all over the place. Do you feel like this is maybe a game and a team where you guys can come in to a hostile environment and kind of rebound considering the defense you're facing?
Well, the thing is that, we're coming to play in a hostile environment and, they're going to thrive off that. And, we have to, just come in with the confidence and assertiveness. And, we understand that, this is a tough place to play. But, we're up for the challenge, man. And, we had a great practice there. And we're ready to get looking forward to Monday night.
How do you guys go in the mindset, in this game, the two teams that, their season's kind of teetering, a win could definitely help, but a loss could be really damaging. Even though it's early, it could be damaging as far as trying to make the playoffs later on.
Yeah, we're not looking at it, like that. We're looking at it as if, this is a playoff game for us, a big game for us. Putting any type of stipulations in the game or comparing it to any other game. It's a big game for us, and we can't look no further than that. We can't say if we lose, and this is what's going to happen, or our position that we're going to be in. We gotta just go in with confidence and be ready to play.
How difficult is it to you to avoid the chatter of your job status, of Andy Reid's job status? All of that's kind of been circling this last couple of weeks.
The last 2 or 3 weeks has been weighing heavily on me, because I just thought it could have all been avoided. But, what I've done this week is just throw it all out the window, and I'm ready to get back to playing football and playing my style of football and having fun doing it. That whole conversation just took the life out of, a game of football for me, for while trying to play conservative, trying to play not to turn the ball over, and that's not the way to play football. Now I got to go out there and give it everything I got, and I'd rather go out there and swing and give it everything I have than to not do it.
How important do you think it will be to, I'm sure every week it's important to get LeSean McCoy involved, but especially against a team that struggled against the run and struggled against the pass, how important is it this week to kind of, you use that and you can use the play action and really kind of get the offense going in both phases?
Yeah, it's so important to get LeSean involved, man. You gotta give him ample opportunity to go out there and have him carry this football team. And, it's a challenge for our offensive line to open up holes for him and, give him lanes to run in, and we're all banking on that. So I think we can get that done.